when people aren't working, people aren't spending. And when people aren't spending, people aren't selling. These facts of life are all too obvious in today's art market. The BBC's art correspondent Lawrence Pollard in London prepared this report.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a warm welcome to Sotheby's and this historic sale. Damien Hirst.
In September last year, one of the most successful contemporary art auctions of all time took place. Artist Damien Hirst sold $200 million worth of art all in one go. The art market had never seen a boom like it. And strangely, it was on the very same day that this was the top story in the news.
The decision by Lehman Brothers to file for bankruptcy late last night sent shockwaves around the globe.
Slowly, the art market followed all other markets into a collapse, especially the type of art beloved of bankers, the cutting-edge trendy stuff called post-war contemporary.
We've seen paintings go for half of what they'd fetched a few years ago.
Georgina Adam is art market editor for the art newspaper and the Financial Times.
Sotheby's and Christie's reported drops of 50, 60, even 70% compared to the previous year. Particularly the market for post-war and contemporary art has really seen a massive drop. It had a great appeal to people with a lot of money, people with new money, and that really is the part of the art market that has been hit the most. It has dropped catastrophically, really. The sales have turned in totals that were perhaps 20 or 30% of the totals that were made a year ago.
Banking and art have always gone together like love and marriage. For example, there is the Robert Lehman collection in New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. The former CEO of Lehman's, Richard Fuld, was a respected art collector. His wife, Kathy Fuld, was a trustee of the Museum of Modern Art. Together, they sold $13 million worth of art just a few months ago. And of course, Lehman's had its own corporate collection. Now, just as you can buy Lehman's baseball caps and pens on eBay, soon you'll find part of the Lehman art collection for sale.
Roy Lichtenstein, Louise Bourgeois, David Hockney, Bernice Abbott, Louis Lawrence.
Anne Henry is from Freeman's Auctioneers in Philadelphia, where the art, or some of it, is to be sold in a few weeks' time for, it's hoped, over $1 million.
Everything was hanging in various Lehman Brothers offices in New York, Boston, and Delaware. The stuff in the corridor, the stuff in the boardroom, individual offices. And the company had a very important significance in the history of our country, and I think their collection reflects that.
Not all the collection is being sold. Neither Lehman's, the liquidators, nor their art consultant would give us an interview, so we don't know which pieces are being kept back, but we presume it's in the hope that the market will pick up in the future. Because, as Georgina Adam points out, this is a bad time to hold a sale.
As with all assets, when you have to sell, it's not worth as much as it was when you bought it. And then, of course, when the hard times come, all of a sudden it's sort of looked at as an asset and something that can be realised to make some money.
However, recent events can also add interest. Coming up for sale is a print of the New York Stock Exchange. The print used to belong to Lehman Brothers, who caused the stock exchange to crash. So who wouldn't enjoy that irony up on their wall?
That will be interesting to see. I'm curious to see the result of that as well. I think we've had a tremendous amount of interest in the sale already from a lot of people in the finance industry, so I'm very curious to see what prints of this theme do in the sale.
Anne Henry of Freeman's Auctioneers, and the auctions of Lehman's art begin on the 1st of November. For The World, I'm Lawrence Pollard in London.
The BBC is running a special series of reports this week looking at how people across the globe are faring 1 year after the collapse of Lehman Brothers. You can find out more about that series at theworld.org. Look for our Best of the BBC section on the homepage.